Hello. First of all, I got to give a shout out to the Indians. What a great win last night, huh? Starting this thing out the right way, and I'm not going to pronounce Coach's name since I butchered it the last time. I'm just going to give him a shout out, and I hopefully they can go do it again tonight. I know the city's electric right now, and a lot of people are very excited about what they're accomplishing, and I hope they know that our team's behind them all the way and rooting for them all the time, rooting hard. You guys are rallying last night, up late last night watching the game while working, that's for sure. But it's going to be fun to be back at home in front of our fans. We've been on the road, you know, quite a bit, and it's finally to have a little stretch here coming up. We're going to get a chance to be in front of the Dog Pound and everybody else who come out to watch our football team. We had a spirited practice today. Guys were outstanding. You know, they worked as normal, really hard, and excited about the opportunity to come out and play. And we're looking forward to it. And we hope everybody will be there screaming, yelling, because we need everybody to try to get this done. So what do you guys have today?
Full practice, does it look like he's the guy?
He's definitely full practice, and we'll see as we go through the week. Good to have him out there. As you know, he's been out there the last few weeks throwing around, but he's definitely been medically cleared, so we'll just see how everything goes for the rest of the week and go from there. Medically cleared to play. Yes, he is. It's called practice, you know. He's going to go practice and see where we are. You know, things change, as you guys know, during the week. So we'll you know, see how the week turns out as we go.
Is there still a chance that Cody is cleared by, you know, say, Friday or Saturday?
I think that's all premature. He's still in concussion protocol. So I think it's hard to speculate on any of that until, you know, we know that for sure. So we'll work through that as we go.
Is that just kind of an indication that he's just working his way back and you're just not even to the point where he should be catching footballs with that hand just yet?
Yeah, well, he's getting closer, you know, and I think he was limited today, you know. So he ran around and did some things, had shoulder pads on and, you know, doing a little football. So, well, again, you know, we'll know more about all these guys as we get closer to the end of the week. But it's good just to have him out there running around again and being with his teammates. More than likely not, you know, but again, you know, you just never know about these things, you know, but it's just, again, you know, we're going to see it all as we get closer towards the end of the week.
When you had Josh in there and healthy, you put up 3 touchdowns in a quarter. Do you think if he can go and he is the guy Sunday, give you guys some kind of a boost?
I like any of our quarterbacks if they have a chance to play. You know, again, what he did way back then was a long time ago, you know, and that's why I keep saying we got to work in practice and see where we are. Again, he's a veteran player. He knows how to play and knows our system. So, you know, hopefully if he's out there, you know, it means he's the best guy standing right now. So we'll just – you know, again, will it be a boost? It's a boost to have any of our quarterbacks playing right now. But, you know, again, it's just we'll know more towards the end of the week here.
What's it like trying to execute practice when you're not really sure who's going to be in
it? It's tough. It can be tough. You know, but, again, we've been flexible all year, you know, so we've been through it. You know, so I think the team – myself, coaches, we get it. You know, it's just been part of our process. I can't use that word, part of our stage, you know, and we're staying after it. Absolutely. You know, he's one of our starting players. So, you know, that's very encouraging. Our medical staff's done a good job, and he has too, and he's back out there, and we'll – you know, continue to monitor where he is, but I think he's doing fine.
Put together multiple game plans since you're coming into this week not knowing yet who and what will be at your disposal.
I've been doing that every week. So when you ask that question, I think you know the answer to that one. That's just the way it's been, you know. It's been unfortunate, but that's what we've done. And I think the players have done a good job, and I think the staff's done a good job that way.
It doesn't sound like Cody is probably going to be cleared in time to play. I mean, are you kind of ruling him out for this week?
No, I didn't say that. You know, again, I mean, it's today's Wednesday, Mary Kay, so tomorrow he could be out of concussion protocol, you know. Friday could be out of it. So I'm not saying I'm ruling him out. I think we'll just kind of see as we go. You guys know these things are kind of tricky, and it all depends on how the guy responds to light and all that. So we'll see, you know, as we move through the week.
And if he doesn't practice all week, would you still feel comfortable starting him?
Probably not. But I don't know that he can't practice all week, so we'll just see where that is as we continue to go through the week.
Is Pryor limited just as a precaution, or is he still legitimately hurt?
I think it's a precaution and, you know, it's a little bit of both. I think, you know, again, those hamstrings are tricky. You know, you just got to make sure you take care of it that way, and I think he is. I think we are. And, again, Terrell's done a great job. Last week, just like I said, being out there was again, a credit to him because he did all the work. So, if he'll continue to, we will continue to as a medical staff, and he'll continue to monitor it too, I think he'll be fine, hopefully, by the end of the week.
What did you see from Spencer? Did he like the left guard? How he bounced around?
He did some good things. He's tough. You know, he got hurt early in the game, went out for a play, and came back, you know, really quickly. So I really appreciate our guys, you know, the want to, the drive. Again, he's a young player. He's learning how to play. He played in his first game as many snaps as he's ever played. But again, I think he's a battler, and I'm glad he's here.
Coach, the Jets, obviously, they have a quarterback change too, with Geno Smith going out and Fitzpatrick leading them to win. What do you see in Fitzpatrick? What does he present?
He's a veteran player. You know, he knows how to play, and you know, you just said he led him to a win this past week. So, I mean, what I see is a guy that understands their system and knows what to do with the ball. You know, obviously, I mean, everybody's going to talk about the interceptions. That happens sometimes. People go through that. But I think he's gotten himself back upright and playing and knows what to do and how to do it. So he's a big challenge.
Coach,